from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, forest fire rangers continue to be extremely busy dealing with the Jennings Creek wildfire that straddles the New York and New Jersey borders in Orange and Passaic counties. It has burned through 3,500 acres. It's only 20% contained and continues to grow. The fire is threatening structures, including a couple of homes in West Milford. Fire officials are concerned that windy, dry conditions forecasted for today will spread the blaze and possibly start more wildfires. Police are searching for a Union County man after a stabbing at a bowling alley left a second man seriously hurt.
On Friday evening, officers found a 25-year-old Newark man wounded outside of Linden Lanes after a fight with a 44-year-old coworker. Eskin Walker of Elizabeth allegedly pulled a knife and stabbed the victim multiple times before fleeing. Walker has been charged with third-degree aggravated assault, possession of a weapon, and other weapons-related charges. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The alleged drunk driver charged in the deaths of NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother in South Jersey is due in court today. Sean Higgins is scheduled for a pre-indictment conference in Salem County. Defense attorneys are expected to talk to prosecutors about whether the case can be resolved through a plea deal before a grand jury takes up the matter and then could issue an indictment. The Gaudreau brothers died in late August when they were hit while riding bicycles on the eve of their sister's wedding in Oldmans Township. Higgins charged with aggravated vehicular homicide. New Jersey may require that dog trainers be licensed. Bradley Pfeiffer with the Certification Council for Professional Dog Trainers says there's growing concern about uneducated, unethical individuals landing these jobs.
It's not even just punishment for not following the rules, but it's looking at a dog and applying techniques that cause fear, intimidation. They suppress behavior versus modifying behavior.
Currently, no state requires licensure for dog trainers. You can download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. The dryness continues with winds picking up today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather. Chilling out, drying out, and getting blown away a little bit today. It's going to stay windy through this afternoon with mostly sunny skies and dry weather yet again. Temperatures stuck in the lower 50s at best. You're going to want that jacket through the rest of today. And especially tonight, too, it's going to be clear and cold. A freeze is likely for most of New Jersey with lows around 30. Tomorrow, sunny skies, lighter winds with an early December-ish chill in the air. Highs only around 50. And we'll be around 50 on Thursday. Cloudy and cool, with a few late-day rain showers possible on Thursday, too. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, it is 45 degrees in Andover, 53 in Monroe, 51 in Seaside Heights. Weather brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. A power outage, have you in the dark? W. Danley can help in an emergency. Get a Generac portable generator delivered and installed same day for only $999. Plus, no interest and no payments financing till 2025. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.